It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Well, hello and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition today. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I just thank everyone for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day out there, and hopefully you're getting a chance to enjoy it. I've already been to a soccer game this morning with my five-year-old daughter, so it's a great day. You know, today you might just want to sit down and maybe sit in a comfortable chair, grab a pen, paper, and be ready to maybe jot down some notes because we've got a great show planned for you today. You know, cancer really is one of the leading causes of death in our country, and some research shows that it's estimated that 42% of Americans will develop cancer in their lifetime, and that's something we want to help you prevent. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't always connect the power of nutrition with cancer, and maybe people think about, oh, smoking and lung cancer, couple other, you know, things that they might correlate, but not always really what you're eating. So today we really want to share with you the key nutrients that you need to put in your body to really be protective against cancer. And you can do that. You don't have to get cancer just because everybody else in your family has it. Also key things that you need to keep out of your diet that can maybe create more of an environment that promotes cancer. And also, if we have time, to give you some tips just to utilize if you do have cancer or if someone in your family has cancer. So thankfully, I'm not alone here today. I've got a great expert with me. My co-host today is Barb Bredesen, and she is one of our nutrition educators and just so knowledgeable on real foods, how to get the best quality of foods, and how important it is to raise animals in the correct way. And that really ties in with our topic today. So hi, Barb. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Christina. I am so glad to be here. I'm excited to share with our listeners how they can nourish their bodies with real food as a means to prevent cancer and also understand the best sources of where those nutrients or those things that will nourish their body, where to get those. We live in a fast-paced society filled with convenience foods that are really missing most nutrients. And it's a passion of mine to help people understand what they're doing to make their bodies healthier, protect them from these things like cancer that are out there, and also to give them the tools to make these positive changes.
Right. I agree with that. And, you know, today, as we talk about nourishing our bodies, people really need to understand why it's so important for cancer prevention. So hopefully we can really help you understand that. So then it's going to be easier to make those changes. So, you know, when we are deficient in vitamins or minerals, if we're not getting those in our diet, we are actually leaving our DNA vulnerable to damage. And when that's the case, that we are going to be more susceptible to cancer. And, you know, research, again, it shows that nutrition, really, it's a low cost. I mean, compared to a lot of treatments that are out there, it's low cost, non-toxic if you're eating the right kinds of foods. And it is scientifically validated therapy that really can help prevent or significantly delay the onset of 40 to 60% of cancers. So that's some pretty big numbers.
Yeah, Christina, I think, you know, you mentioned earlier how people really don't make the connection, that they get caught up in the mainstream thoughts about cancer and getting rid of cancer, especially once they get it. And I think if people thought more about how to prevent it from the standpoint of protecting their cells, they would really benefit from that. We'd see the incidence of cancer go way down.
Right.
It's just so difficult to get those necessary nutrients. You know, we just sort of trust the food suppliers to put on the shelves things that are good for us.
Right.
But things that keep us alive are different from things that prevent cancer.
That's
a great
point.
And it's just changed so much.
It has. And that's why we just really need to make sure we're always educating ourselves and not just being too trusting, unfortunately, and asking the right kinds of questions. You know, and some key reasons why this has happened is even looking at how our farming has changed. And I was reading some stuff the other day, and just the decrease in the amount of, you know, farmers. You know, we used to be a large farming country where people raised their animals more traditionally. Now it's only, I think, 2% of our population that farms, but have enough food that could feed more than our population, just because they're doing it in an easier way. But it's changing the quality of our food, and also the consumption of foods that are really processed that have all these more refined vegetable oils, additives, and a lot of sugar, and it's not protecting our bodies from cancer.
Right. I think that, you know, it's interesting how we've gone to this small portion of huge farms that are providing everybody, the whole nation, with mm-hmm. food. You know, if we could get back to, you know, we've traded the value for the bottom line.
Right.
And when we focus, I think that's a big mistake in the food industry, just to focus on the bottom line, because you lose, if you don't focus on the nutrient value of the foods, mm-hmm. you know, if it's all about getting the best amount for your dollar, you know, you're going to lose something in the process. The fats that people are eating, you know, I talk about this a lot in my classes, is, you know, they change the way the chickens are raised, and so the eggs that they're eating today are totally different from what they were eating 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
The value of the stressed chickens' lives creates damaged mm-hmm. tissue in the eggs, and then we're eating these eggs, and that makes us vulnerable. So
right.
Until you change that whole perspective, you had a really interesting, you know, asking the right questions about cancer, about farming. A quote from somebody that you had heard speak on cancer. I thought that was really appropriate to this.
I think the question that a lot of times gets asked is just, how can we kill the cancer? You know, and so then we, you know, which obviously when it's there, you know, it's a scary time, but that becomes our focus instead of maybe asking the questions, how can we make this patient healthy? Or even before we ever get cancer, how can we make our bodies healthy? How can we create an environment in our body where it can fight off that cancer and still make it through on the other side and be have a healthy, viable life without being all broken down?
Where your cells are actually mm-hmm. protected against things. Not only cancer, but everything else.
Yes, there's a lot of other things too.
right. So the ways that the animals' lives have changed has really, you know, it makes our cells more vulnerable as well. The animals are more vulnerable, and we become more vulnerable when we eat those animals.
Right. So why don't we maybe talk some specifics here of, you know, we don't always think about, okay, what key nutrients are we missing and why is this a problem? So let's maybe talk about some of the important nutrients that we get in more foods that are raised in a more traditional way. And we can talk to people about how you can get them just by choosing the right kinds of things that you're eating.
Well, I think two of the main nutrients that continue to come up as being protective against cancer are vitamin A and vitamin D. And, you know, we've talked about vitamin D before, but if you go back, I think Darlene even mentioned this last week. She talked about Weston A. Price, who did all the research on traditional societies. He found that even in the 30s, those traditional societies who hadn't been touched by processed foods were getting 10 times the amount of vitamins A and D in their diet as opposed to even in the 30s when they were actually eating a lot of butter.
Right.
And animal fats. I can only imagine what that difference would be today if you compared those traditional diets to today's diets.
Right. And, you know, vitamin A and D are so important for our health. And really, I think we're having an epidemic of people being extremely deficient. And, you know, vitamin D along with vitamin A are both essential for a healthy immune system. And when we're talking about cancer, having a healthy immune system is very important for preventing that. Vitamin A is also important for what's called our endocrine system, which that is basically the term that talks about all of our hormones. And there's a lot of hormonally related cancers these days, prostate cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer. And they also help our body get rid of those toxins that if they build up, we might be more prone to cancer. So they have a lot of functions in our body.
Well, vitamin D is it's so interesting. We've become such a fat phobic society. And vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so it's found in fat, and it's found in the fat of animals
mm-hmm.
who are either out in the sun or consuming green leafy grasses, you know, pastured animals. So that vitamin D also makes it more easy to absorb minerals. So the minerals that are also protective against cancer, then it's harder to get those minerals into your cells if you're not, you know, getting enough vitamin D. So All of those things are so protective. They're protective against breast cancer, colon cancer, and those two seem to be the most common cancers around.
Right. And I now am really pushing a lot of my clients to ask for to get their vitamin D tested, just so maybe we have a better idea of where they're sitting and if that could be a factor that needs to be addressed. You know, one way we know we can get vitamin D is from the sun. Research actually shows that you can reduce the risk of cancer by 50% with moderate sunlight. Now, that means getting sun without blocking it. So often we slather on all the sunscreen and don't ever allow our body to get the rays that help us actually make our vitamin D. And in Minnesota, we can only make vitamin D for a short period of time. So maybe, Barb, again, you can mention some of those. What are some of the key foods that people really should be including in their diet to get vitamin A and D?
Well, I think that the foods that are the highest are really the Oregon meats, but we also find them in cold water fish, shellfish, cod liver oil, which maybe your grandma cooked or your grandma fed your mother. Or I know my mom got a lot of cod liver oil when she was young. Butter from grass-fed animals, lard from pigs that are raised in the pasture outside in the sun. And going back to the Oregon meats, you know, I'm not necessarily here to say you all have to eat organ meats, but recognize that if you go back a generation or two, they were eating organ meats on a regular basis. We used the whole animal. We really honored the animal by using all the tissue, and it really benefited us.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and then egg yolks, too. You know, if your egg yolks are rich in vitamin A and D.
They are. And again, if they're pasture fed, which is really now starting to get pretty difficult to even find in stores or even co-ops and things like that. Sometimes maybe co-ops even easier than some other health food stores. So
I think the co-ops really work at knowing what the farmers are doing on their farms. And so just asking the dairy guy at the co-op would really help connect you with somebody who's more conscientious about making sure their chickens are raised in the right way.
Right. And again, it's, are they outside? Are they eating the stuff outside? Are they just running around in a building, getting feed? It makes a big difference. And that's where, you know, getting connected with a farmer, you can ask those questions. Or, yeah, like the co-ops are probably the best grocery store setting to get that in.
The farmer's market nowadays are great places to go. I know Darlene always goes down to Farm on Wheels in St. Paul. And Linda McCartney, I think, is
Linda Noble.
Linda Noble, sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of cancer, sorry. Anyway, Linda Noble from Farm on Wheels has great eggs. So if you're at the farmer's market or headed there right now, you can go and get some eggs from her.
Right. And they would be a source. We'll talk more, too, about, well, talking about B vitamins. There are some key B vitamins that we need that are important to prevent cancer. And a lot of times people think that they're only in vegetables and grains, but Barb, we need them from animal sources, don't we? Aren't there some specific ones that we get from pasture-fed animals?
Well, I think B6 is pretty critical from pasture. And actually, I'm bringing up all these topics that are probably kind of scary. Raw meat has a lot more B vitamins, that you actually lose some of the B6 when you cook your meat. So eating your hamburger medium rare from a healthy animal gives you more of the B6 vitamins.
And we actually need to take a break. So we will talk more about this when we come back. You know, many people are familiar with the bacteria H. pylori and associate it with ulcers and reflux. H. pylori has also been related to infections in the stomach that can lead to cancer. So getting rid of that bacteria quickly can greatly reduce the likelihood of developing cancer. Now, a lot of times people do use antibiotics to do that, but nutrition plays a huge role to maybe even prevent having that environment of even developing that bacteria, or if that's something you've had to deal with, is to really working to promote a healthy environment after dealing with that. And we talk a lot about that in our shows about digestion of that good bacteria, and that also is going to help you prevent getting things like stomach cancer, which come from bacteria. So if you have questions for us today, please give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets slow metabolism and can cause long-term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well-being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, nutrition educator for Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist and wonderful friend. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about cancer and the things you can do to protect your body and reduce the chances of developing cancer. Some research that we came up with about some things maybe to pay attention to, how you eat and protect your metabolism, because this research found that weight gain after the age of 18 increases a woman's chances of developing breast cancer after menopause. Well, part of the reason seems to be because of how toxic estrogens are stored in fatty tissue and then are released, stimulating cancer growth. And I guess I'm reading this because I'm a prime candidate. I have gained plenty of weight since I was 18, and I'm just really conscious of how I lose the weight. I'm losing it very slowly. I'm making sure my cells are protected, that my liver is supported as possible, nutrient food-wise mostly. Make sure my digestive system is working really well, getting plenty of fermented and cultured foods so that my body can get rid of those toxic estrogens as easily as possible.
Right. So another reason to not do all the yo-yo dieting because, you know, it can really, it's not always
that's
eating
my
in
history.
A way that's protective. So.
Right.
Well, it looks like we've got a lot of callers on the line, so why don't we take some of those. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What was your question for us today?
Well, I kind of have a problem. I was listening to your show. My father's dying of cancer right now, so we're all kind of chipping in to help take care of him at the moment.
Sure.
And I know all of our health is suffering because it's a very stressful situation.
Yeah.
And I heard you talking about fish, and I am allergic to all fish, shellfish, regular fish, fish oil, everything. What can I take to get in place of that to get my vitamins that I need that I wouldn't normally be able to get from
sure.
eating that?
Well, I think you're talking about maybe the vitamin A and D,
okay.
so you wouldn't be able to take cod liver oil. But I think
right.
really focusing on the eggs and the grass-fed meat, making sure the eggs that you're eating, you know, at least a couple a day. From grass-fed sources, making a special trip or finding a co-op that has some good quality eggs that you'll be able to get them from, making sure that you're buying grass-fed meats, grass-fed butter, grass-fed cream. The fats are so important in protecting your cells.
Okay.
And I think we've become so afraid of fats. And,
yeah.
you know, the word out is saturated fats are bad. But really, the trans fats, the hydrogenated fats, are the ones to be afraid of. You
okay.
know, in addition to getting those, you need to take out the foods that might be damaging. So
right.
You got to do that at the same time.
So I was just thinking about starting up taking a multivitamin, but I'm just concerned that you were talking about vitamin A and D deficiency, and a lot of people suffer from that. I'm wondering if I shouldn't start taking that, too. I
right.
don't know.
I think it would be a good idea for you to go and have your vitamin D level tested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And see what that is. And then really, you can take some vitamin D supplements that are not fish related.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's bad. I know that taking care of my father, it's been very stressful to all of us. So I know
yeah.
we're not taking care as good as ourselves as we should so that we can be there for him. And it's just been a very difficult,
right.
difficult situation.
Right.
But I appreciate that because everybody eats fish around me and I just sit there and pout.
Well, I think the other thing you need to do too is do some stress reduction things. You know, if you
right.
can find some times to go out and take a walk and just really calm down your life. You know, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
right,
to just take some time to de-stress is going to really be helpful. Get the sunshine outside. Get the fresh air.
Yeah, I'm sitting outside right now.
There you go.
Good. We'll enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for the advice. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Okay, looks like we've got Mary with a question. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. You had a question about breast cancer?
Yes, I've been diagnosed with ductal carcinoma in situ.
Okay.
And treated for that. And I'm going now for my 6 month mammogram. But I was told to avoid certain foods. I know one of them is grapefruit juice and another is alcohol. It's an estrogen positive receptor.
Okay.
And what else should I be doing to avoid, to lower my risk of recurrence?
Sure. Well, a couple things come to mind. One thing that's always at the top of my list, and if we have some time, we'll talk about it, definitely is sugar. Sugar will increase your insulin, and then that also increases estrogen in your body. So really getting your carbohydrates from vegetables and fruits and sweet potatoes and wild rice and things like that instead of the more processed carbohydrates.
I see. Does it matter what type of sugar, like if it's an organic, non-processed sugar, does that matter?
It still turns the sugar and raises your blood sugar. So even those types of things you have to be real careful with, especially someone in your situation. Also the trans fats, really avoiding those hydrogenated oils and getting lots of good healthy fats in. Again, the ones as much as possible from grass-fed sources.
Yeah, but I'm not allergic to fish, so I can do that.
Yep, or animal products from grass-fed. But then the other thing to really think about, too, is soy. I don't know if you do a lot of soy, but that acts like estrogen in the body as well. So that's something I usually encourage people to stay away from
that
as well.
And then my husband wants to ask a quick question.
Okay.
I guess he wants me to ask because he's driving.
Oh, sure.
He's a hunter, and he wants to know the moose that he brought home from the Boundary Waters.
Sure.
Is that considered organic and more healthy than our, for instance, store-bought meat? Or is that the same as a grass-fed meat? Or what do you think about eating meat that is killed in the wild like that?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think his moose is probably as wild as they get.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit of more concern when, you know, they're shooting pheasants that are raised in a building and then released to be shot. But that's probably the other end of the extremities. But I think the moose, rich in omega-3s, rich in protective vitamin D, you know, I think the fatty acids in there are very protective. So I would, if you like the meat, I would say go for it.
Yep.
Well, he likes it more than I do.
Okay. Well, as much as you can eat would be good.
Hear that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Great questions. I think, are we needing to take a break? Yep, it's break time again. So I think we've got another caller on the line we can maybe get to her next. In October of 2007, the Journal of Nutrition reinforced, again, the importance of eating your vegetables, especially the cruciferous ones like broccoli and cauliflower. And they are a class of vegetables that reduce the risk of certain cancers, especially lung, colon, breast, ovarian, and bladder cancer. And they are also known to have a lot of cardiovascular benefits. And what the new research was finding is that the more people ate of those types of vegetables, is it was actually reducing a carrier of LDL cholesterol that has been linked to plaque formation. So, again, getting out those foods like the trans fats that build up that plaque and including a lot of those good, healthy vegetables to reduce that. So, again, if you've got questions about nutrition's link to cancer, give us a call today at 651-641-1071.
Strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. There's no need to take a stand.
I could just listen to that music. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Barb Bredesen, nutrition educator, here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And today we are talking about cancer and nutrition. The summer is starting to wind down, but there's still one more month of our summer classes. So if you're looking for answers for good health, energy, would you like to learn about how good nutrition can help and specifically what you should be eating? Learning more about this, you can get this information from from our one-time evening classes, And this month we have Food Solutions for Osteoporosis in St. Paul, Managing Insulin Resistance and Blood Sugar in White Bear Lake, Foods to Reduce Pain and Inflammation in Wayzata, and Hot Flash Solutions from Perimenopause and Menopause in Wayzata.
Lots of things going on. You can always check out our website at weightandwellness.com or call even today. Our St. Paul office is open at 651-699-3438. And great classes. I just taught a bunch of ladies. It was all ladies last week. Moms mostly on our kids class. And we just had a great time. And I think they all learned some good stuff. So looks like we've got Kelly on the line. And she's been hanging on for a little while. So we better get to her call. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were talking about cancer. When I got on, you started talking about bacteria.
Right, that's fine.
Having good bacteria in the system. And I'm just curious, I'm thinking about my daughter, and she was tested. I had her stool sample sent into a lab and found out she wasn't producing any good bacteria in her large intestine.
Okay.
And since 70% of, you know, your immune system's there, I was concerned as to what could be causing that, or why, you know, why would that be happening to her? Right now, she's on probiotics. I'm giving her lactovitin from Metagenics.
Okay.
And she takes that a probiotic twice a day. But I'm wondering, is there something that could have caused that, or is there something that happens during the birth that could cause that?
Sure. There's a couple different things. I mean, the first thing I always look at is antibiotics, like if a mom had antibiotics during labor, or if a child had antibiotics, you know, if she's had any antibiotics at all or during the first part of her life, or, I mean, depending on how long she was breastfed, or if you had good levels of milk and or good bacteria in your milk or not. I mean, that's something you can't always see. You know, I don't know if there's tests for that, but,
She never had any antibiotics. She was breastfed for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I had intrathecal morphine during the delivery for a little bit before she was born because I had back labor.
Okay.
And that's the only medication I had during the delivery.
Sure. And then sometimes I think some people, you know, just based on how their body developed and just that, you know, the health of their intestines. And then, of course, looking at food. You know, sugars and processed foods are going to feed the bad bacteria. So just really, I think you're doing a good thing with giving her some probiotics. I think from now it's just, you know, doing what you're doing and looking at how you can replenish. And you know, if you don't quite know how it happened, just and looking at foods. I mean, there's a lot of foods that you can get good bacteria in. You know, a healthy yogurt. I don't know if you ever make your own yogurt or getting an organic yogurt that's got a lot of the good bacteria in it.
Like brown cow or Stonyfield, and I get it with the cream. And she eats all grass-fed, like milk, butter, meat.
Okay.
I mean, she eats really healthy. She does not have a sweet tooth.
Okay. So I think just continuing to do the protective things to replenish that good digestive system. Barb, do you have any other thoughts? Or?
Just making sure that I don't know what the probiotic that you're taking has in it, but I think the bifidus factor there is... Mm-hmm. is really key, and so maybe switching off between that and Ultra Bifidus that Metagenics does might be another thing that you could add. Bifidus is really the main bacteria, and I don't know if that's in the one that you I'm not familiar with the one you're giving her.
Look, I think it is, but
sometimes it's really good just to give the Bifidus by itself.
Right.
Okay.
That promotes the health of the colon much more quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it something that is that something once your body has that problem, is it something that can be reversed and then the body can start producing it more and get it more balanced? Or is it something that she may have to consider just kind of keeping an eye on her whole life that, you know, she's not producing it or...
I mean, we definitely believe that you can rebalance things and just the time frame of that, I think, is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And she's probably always just going to have to pay, you know, I think we all need to pay attention to our digestive systems because it's such a big part of our health. But just knowing that that's a case in the past. So if things start to pop up in the future that, this is something I need to make sure I'm keeping a handle on.
Yeah. So. I just want to make sure, that's her immune system is strong. So she doesn't have like problems with other, you know, things down the road. Like you're saying, cancers are autoimmune diseases or,
sure.
you know,
But I think you're doing a great job right now. It sounds like you're feeding her well, giving her the good bacteria, so I would keep that up.
And just make sure she understands that those foods are a prime part of her daily life and need to be ongoing. The cultured foods, the fermented foods, a good quality cultured vegetable product, you know, sauerkraut.
What are some good fermented foods that you recommend?
Well, the sauerkraut, Bubby's sauerkraut
yep.
There's a lot of different fermented foods now. Kind of, it's a huge growing market.
Well, we make our own kombucha.
There you go.
And
you got that too?
She'll drink it sometimes, especially if I maybe mix it with a little apple juice or something.
Right. Add some fresh fruit to it, you know. Yeah, puree some strawberries or whatever her favorite fruit is and add that to it.
I haven't tried that. I'll do that.
Be great for.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're doing some great stuff. So,
way to go, Kelly.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Well, we got a kombucha lab, so.
All right. All right. Well, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. I wonder if we have maybe time to answer one more quick question. It looks like we've got Donna on the phone. Hi, Donna. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening, and I think Darlene was talking about women and sleep problems and had mentioned getting a topical cream, and I cannot remember if it was progestin or progesterone cream.
Sure, progesterone.
Okay, and is that something that's available over the counter? And what do you do with it? How do you apply it?
Right. Yes, it is over the counter. The one that we like the best and seems like it works the best is by Emerita, and it's called Progest.
Okay.
And we have it at our offices. Sometimes you can find it at other places as well. And you just need to put it usually a quarter to a half teaspoon on thin-skinned areas. So apply it to the wrists, the inside of the arms, the neck, the back of the knees. And usually I encourage people to rotate where they apply it each night.
And what is the ultimate effect that I should, get from this if I do this?
If you're keeping your blood sugar balanced and you're still waking up during the night, a lot of times that progesterone helps people sleep better through the night. If you wake up with night sweats and hot flashes, it should reduce that as well.
Okay.
And as long as you're not eating a high sugar snack before bed, too.
And also, is there, the over-the-counter, where is it derived from? What is this resource? What is the source that it's come from?
It's wild yam root.
Oh, and what's that?
It's a plant.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So it's a naturally derived that matches up a lot more closely with our body's progesterone.
All right. Well, that's very interesting, and I'm going to try it.
Great.
Thank you.
Call us at the office if you have questions about it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. I think we need to take a break. So we've been talking today about ways to nourish your body to prevent cancer. And one way to do that is eating a lot of vegetables, and especially organic if possible. And that is a big part of the prevention. And this time of the year especially is to not only look for organic, but also local. And we talked a little bit about that even with meats and eggs, but to do that with your vegetables too. A lot of co-ops, like we talked about, really try and carry local things that are organic, going to the farmer's market. And a lot of them are popping up even in in smaller towns. I know there's one out in the rural area of Cottage Grove where I live, so that I need to stop by. So really looking for not just organic, but fresh local foods, and they're going to be very high in good nutrients to help create a healthy environment in your body, and they taste great as well. So again, feel free to call us with questions at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, nutrition educator, here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. We're currently in the middle of our signature weight and wellness series, a six-week series of classes. If you haven't taken them yet, you should sign up. Hopefully you're in the middle of them, taking them this summer, but maybe you didn't get a chance to. And we just want to let you know that the next session begins the week of September 15th, and we have two brand new locations. People have been asking for those, and we have one in Woodbury, also in Burnsville, besides the other ones that we've been having all along. They're available in the daytime or in the evening, and check out our website for more information.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got one more caller on the line who's been waiting a long time, so we can talk to Ed. Hi, Ed. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi. What's your question for us?
I caught part of your show about moods and anxiety once,
uh-huh.
And you mentioned magnesium glycinate,
right,
and GABA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what those would do for me.
Okay. Magnesium is a mineral that's very important for the brain,
mm-hmm.
and with stress hormones and helping your body make its neurotransmitters. So whenever I'm working with people who have anxiety issues, especially, and even depression, mm-hmm. Magnesium is something that I use a lot of. It's a natural relaxer. So okay. It helps to relax your muscles. And GABA is a neurotransmitter that keeps you calm. You know, people who are more agitated and wired, sometimes GABA is an amino acid that can help you remain more calm. So that's why sometimes people, when they're more anxious, benefit from that as well.
Okay. Is there a certain time when you should take them? Or?
If people have problems sleeping, I usually have them take magnesium at night. Otherwise, I kind of spread things throughout the day.
Okay.
So, and eating, you know, protein is important to help you make those brain chemicals as well, too. So getting protein all throughout the day really helps people's moods and anxiety.
Okay.
All right.
One other thing is they said don't take calcium with the magnesium.
I don't always say that. I don't know. I didn't hear them talk about that on the show. A lot of times people take them together because it helps, calcium get reabsorbed better when you have magnesium. Sometimes people benefit a lot from taking calcium and magnesium at bedtime for sleeping. Other people take calcium during the day. So.
Okay.
I think also sometimes you don't really even need the calcium. You just,
right.
you really are deficient in magnesium.
Maybe
and that'll help you use whatever's
about.
In your diet better.
Yes.
So just the magnesium if you're really deficient.
Yep. Yeah, magnesium doesn't need calcium to be absorbed. Calcium does benefit from magnesium for absorption.
Okay. So. And stay away from magnesium oxide?
Right. You want the glycinate.
Okay.
That's all right.
What I wanted to check on.
Great. Oh,
thank
Good
you.
Question.
I appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Well, why don't we've taken a lot of callers today, and we've talked about some things that are important to include in your diet to help protect from cancer. I think one other thing that we need to make sure we talk about, too, are essential fatty acids, the omega-3s especially, which all the things that we've been talking about, Barb, are foods that are good sources. So maybe you can remind people again some of the best sources that they can get omega-3s in their diet.
Well, again, Christina, you mentioned we were talking before we got on the air about flaxseed oil and how a lot of people take flaxseed oil
mm-hmm.
for their omega-3 source. Everybody knows that flaxseed oil, you know, is good, and so they may overdo it. We don't turn flaxseed oil into therapeutic omega-3s readily, the protective, cancer-protective omega-3s. So I think, you know, if you want to do a teaspoon a day, that's probably okay, but any more than that might be moving you in the wrong direction. So.
Right.
Again, the animals that make the omega-3s out of the greens that they eat are the cold water fish, the grass-fed animals, the grass-fed dairy, the moose from the North Woods.
Right.
All of those things that are feeding on the wild and turning those into the essential omega-3 fatty acids.
Right, along with the eggs.
And then don't forget the eggs. Yeah, and they're not in the whites. You have to keep the yolks.
Yes.
It's the yolks that are the rich
Exactly.
Protective sources for your cells.
And that's where all the good flavor is anyways. and a couple things too, and we'll be able to come back a little bit more, but you know, we've talked about what we need to add, but we also need to focus on some things to not be putting in our body that are going to create more of a negative environment and leave us more prone to cancer. And the key thing that there's two things that top my list really. And one of the key things is sugar. And I always tell people sugar is cancer's favorite food. And it is just going to promote the growth of those cancer cells. And we know a lot of people are getting a lot of that in their diet.
I think you could make it all white foods, you know.
Yes.
It's like the sugar, the high fructose corn syrup, and the white flours.
Right.
That have no nutrients and end up robbing your body. They really put you going in the wrong direction for nutrient intake.
Right. And, you know, when you have, if you do have cancer, too, it's just going to cause those tumors and things to grow even more if you're eating those types of things versus the good non-nutrients that are going to help your immune system. The other thing, too, that's really important to look at are trans fats. And we talk about that a lot, and the refined oils as well. Those hydrogenated oils, the refined vegetable oils that come in a lot of packaged processed foods.
When you stop eating trans fats and start taking in omega-3 fatty acids in your food, you totally do a 180. You totally reverse where you're going and you head in the opposite direction. You head away from cancer and into much more protection for your cells.
Right. So it's time for a break. And school is just around the corner, and some of you might be dreading the bugs and viruses your kids are going to be picking up and bringing home with them. So besides feeding them well, which is the most important, I just want to let people know that there are some great resources out there available to help boost your kids' wellness and immune system as they get back to school. And right now at our offices, we have some special deals going on some back-to-school wellness packs of supplements for kids. And they, I think, are some of the highest quality products out there for kids. There's a lot of bad ones out there. So if that's something that you think might interest you, give our office a call. They are put together by Dr. Fred Pescatore, so you get a free CD from him just talking about some key nutrients for kids' health. Call our office at 651-699-3438, and we'll be back in a minute.
I woke up from my sleep to the sound of that voice.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We just want to take a moment and thank you all for listening today. We hope you learned some new tips on how to take care of your health and give your body more tools to prevent cancer. Unfortunately, there are times when people do develop cancer, and at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we have a lot of experience in working with people who have cancer. As we have talked about nutrition, it protects the rest of your body and can improve the quality of your life during and after treatment. Please call our office at 651-699-3438 for more information on setting up an appointment with one of our nutritionists.
Yeah, that's something that we've worked a lot with, and the quality of life during that time is a big factor. And one thing that I like to say is that nutrition in cancer is like putting a bulletproof vest on your healthy cells and feeding them good things while the machine gun of chemo comes in and kills the bad ones. So I think a lot of times people think, oh, that doesn't matter during cancer treatment, but it makes a huge difference. And even for the effectiveness, if you are doing things like chemo and radiation, is better. And Barb, you know, we've focused more on just protection today, which I think is so key to help prevent getting that. And you had a good way of kind of describing that for people that you were telling me earlier. So maybe you can.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can repeat it, but
you can do it.
It's like, you know, it's like when you're trying to make a decision about giving the positives and the negatives. I think if you have more positives in your life and less negatives, that's always going to move you in the right direction and give you more prevention. And so work at moving away from the negatives, the trans fats, the sugars, the high fructose corn syrup, the bad fat, the refined oils, and towards the positive, all the high nutrient rich foods, the omega-3 fatty acids, the grass-fed animals, the grass-fed chicken eggs or pasture chicken eggs, the cold water fish, things that are really rich in nutrients, all the nutrients. You know, you talked about vegetables. How we talk mm-hmm. a lot about vegetables at Weight and Wellness,
right.
But putting that grass-fed butter on your vegetables mm-hmm. just makes that multiply all the nutrients that are, they get into your cells so much more easily, and those nutrients are all protective against cancer. So be on the positive end, not on the negative, and reward yourself for the positive things you do, and don't get so caught up in the negatives.
Right. And as we always say, remember, food can be the problem or it can be your solution. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-